This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind with another hour? Senator Kramer did stick around because we have one more question for him, and then we'll get to your calls, questions, and comments heading into Memorial Day weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Would you do this for me? Would you tell me about someone in your family, someone you know in your community, someone whose memory is front and center for you on Memorial Day weekend? A day on Memorial Day to celebrate those who have said, send me into harm's way because I love this country and I'm willing to give my life for it, and ultimately gave that sacrifice of their life. Many of us as Christians know there is no greater love than someone can give, as Jesus did his life, as God did his only son for us. And it is the same with those that serve and give their life. Eric, that's why I want to make sure we get you in here to ask Senator Kramer a question as we honor him.
Senator Kramer, first of all, folks, please remember our war dead on Memorial Day. And also check out the link on the flag to help the Lucas Schmitz home for Homes for Our Troops. Question, what is the status of the toxic bill about Blue Water, Gulf War Syndrome, and the burn pits? And as far as my second quick question, I don't know who Joe Biden consulted with to pick 9/11 as the date to leave Afghanistan, but as you know, on the Armed Forces Committee, or if you check with anybody, that our enemy likes to attack on that holiday. All the time I was in the field, we had to prepare for attacks on 9/11. Benghazi happened on 9/11. And it seems to me that no one has addressed this, that it hands a psychological and inspirational victory to our enemies. They could have picked any other day than 9/11.
Well, Eric, first of all, thanks for the question. Thanks for your service. With regard to the toxic issue that Eric's asking about, Scotty, that we just passed that bill out of committee. You know, I want to say it was last week, but it might have been this week. I think it was this week, actually, now that I think about it. We've had so many committees, so much committee work this week. We passed it out, as I recall, I think it was even passed out unanimously with some conditions, and that before it gets to the floor, we do have to work on it a little bit. We need to get a CBO score, because one of the unintended consequences sometimes of expanding the eligibility for benefits is that you create a much, much greater backlog. If the eligibility for benefits for, say, a common illness that may not have been caused by whatever it was you're exposed to, and you can use burn pits as probably the best example. So there's a little bit of work that the VA needs to do to provide some more information to us, but we did pass it out of committee so that we could continue progressing it forward. We don't have any idea whether it's a $50 billion or $1 trillion cost to it, so we still need to get that part of it done. But anyway, it's got universal support in principle, and that's why it passed out. With regard to September 11th, Eric, I'd never thought about that. You're exactly right. That date and other dates, of course, are days that the enemy likes to attack, particularly terrorists. They're very clever that way, and it is inspirational to their tribes. So I suspect Joe Biden was just trying to be a little cute by setting that date. And we can have all the discussion all day long and arguments about and debate about whether we should even be withdrawing from Afghanistan, what the consequences of that might be. I will tell you, I just received a classified briefing here about, I guess it was last week, on the withdrawal and how some of it's going already. And, you know, there's already been an attack on a women's school. I think it was 85 girls were killed. So, how we treat our friends, and there are really good people that with differing views on whether we should even withdraw or how we should withdraw from Afghanistan. But you are exactly right about the date. That was just him trying to be too clever. Somebody should have
too, yeah, too clever is being pretty kind. I think it's disgusting.
Very political,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it's very political, and I wish some of our other leaders could have gotten involved with that, because if you ask Dan Crenshaw or Senator Cotton or any of these people that have been in, they know what that inspiration, and they hold on to it. I mean, they build religious buildings on places that they conquered, as far as our fanatic enemies. So, yeah.
Great point, Eric. Appreciate the call. God bless you for your service. Senator Kramer, last question from a texter. How do you propose to collect data for a per-mile tax?
Well, therein lies the big rub, right? Because that means you'd have to have there's a couple ways you could do it. And by the way, there have been some pilot programs in states that states have done, because several states have applied this. And the way you could do it in the honor system, you could do it with GPS, obviously. I mean, any reasonably new-built car has that capacity already. Or you could have an estimated... an estimated miles based on where you live. You can make it regional. You could be I think we ought to have a national pilot program so that we could do this across the nation in all the various geographies and cultures. One of the things that some of the opponents of the idea have said is, well, that would be disproportionately harmful to places like North Dakota because of the several miles we drive, to which I say, same thing applies to the gas tax. Exact same thing. We make the decision what kind of a car we want to drive and what mileage we get and what our needs are and how often we're going to drive and where we're going to drive. The same principle applies to whether it's a gas tax or the vehicle miles tax. But some people don't want to give up that kind of data, right? And all I can say is I got news for you. It's when you take your car in for repairs, the mechanic can look at how far you've driven, where you've driven, or whatever else they want, I suspect, on those computers. So,
well, I guess the big question is, what's the fairest way to make sure we have the best infrastructure in the world? And if this is a tax and it's the way to do this and do it right, great. If it's one more tax, I'm with everybody else. Come on, give me a break. Spend the money you already have well, right? It's amazing how it just continues to be... this tax, a trucker tax, we're going to tax you when you buy the truck, we're going to tax you with the mileage on the fuel, and we're going to get you another way. But it seems to me you've found a fair way to do it.
No, if you were burning diesel, you wouldn't use a vehicle mile tax. Or you could do it just straight vehicle mile tax, and then you'd have an incentive. You have all the incentives that are built into this, right? But you're exactly right. What you don't want to do is say, okay, on top of all your other taxes, we're going to add this one. That would be exactly the wrong direction. You just get more people paying the tax, and it doesn't have to be as high. The thing about trucks, trucks are why we have highways, right? That is why we build them. And the highway system has always been funded by a user fee. That's what the fuel tax is. There's some other user fees as well, but the main one is just the fuel tax. So we just have to find a way to do it in a fair manner, Scott. You're exactly right. Not by increasing the burden on the same people.
You will be part of history on Monday in Williston, where the first memorial for a Tomb of the Unknown Soldier was erected in 1919, and the good people of Williston have decided that it is time to, give that a new coat of paint and get that looking just like it did in 1919. But tell us about your plans for Memorial Day.
Yeah, it's so sweet, Scotty. So I was invited by Ken Callahan, my good friend. I think you probably know Ken. He's active up in Williston, works with MDU, works for MDU.
Can't believe there's anybody that doesn't know Ken, but yes, you're right.
Yeah, it's about right, isn't it? He has an accent like Bernie Sanders, but he lives in Williston. It's a beautiful thing. But so he invited me to come up and keynote this Memorial Day rededication of this memorial to the unknown, and it's so great about that. To your point, I had no idea. In fact, this is sort of inside baseball, Scott, but I think your listeners might appreciate this. There's a CNN reporter that covers Capitol Hill by the name of Lauren Fox. Lauren's dad lives in Williston. She lived in Williston before she came out here. And so Lauren and I talk a lot. And so yesterday I was coming out of the chambers, and her and the gaggle grabbed me and said, what's up? When are we going to get to the vote? All this stuff. This was late in the night, but not yet morning, right? And I said, hey, Lauren, I'm going to Williston. And then right away she gets very engaged. So I told her the story. I said, did you know that the very first, at least the one first documented, memorial to an unknown soldier is in Williston? And it's 102 years old, and I get to go up and rededicate it. So it was pretty cool.
Well, thanks for doing that. Thanks for remembering what Memorial Day weekend is all about, and appreciate that. And we're going to now get into a chance to let our listeners remember somebody they've lost that gave their life serving this country, too. So thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
And while we're talking in this week, Scott, I think it's important to note that there's one person who was willing to give it all, and a lot of the people around him gave it all. And you know him well, and I know him well, and we love him to death. And I gave a 100th birthday speech for Lynn Oz yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate. It was just a great pleasure. So it's Lynn's birthday this week, and he turns 100 years old. Battle of the Bulge is where it all began, his service in World War II.
They're having a big celebration for him next Saturday in Minot, so be there or be square. 100 great years of Lynn Oz. Thanks for remembering that, too, Senator. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, do that. Bye-bye.
Senator Kevin Cramer, let him get back to the Senate floor. Brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. We've got some incredible June live and online auctions coming up. Mercer County, Lakota County, Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, and the quarterly Upper Midwest online auctions, too. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, check it out. Pipers.com. Pipers.com.
Got an oil field truck? Need a clean ND truck wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND truck wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND truck wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you, and it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and leg, and it really doesn't. In the long run, it's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection is sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. 934-1134, and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I still smell the smoke from 4th of July fireworks, and I still feel the kick drum. Front row at the concert after Talladega. Safe to say you stick around. We were both drunk at the party when I told you that I loved you. You laughed like I was crazy, but I swear, girl, that's when I knew what we had.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by the CJ Machine at DAC Diesel. They just built a machine there to make sure that your diesel is running like it's supposed to be running. That's what they do at DAC Diesel. They even have an additive now that could save you tens of thousands of dollars. See, they're not the kind of repair shop that says, well, we know it's going to break down, so we'll let it break down, then we'll just give them a big old bill to get it back on the road. They're like, hey, let's help these people save tens of thousands of dollars on repair with this anti-gel super clean 4-plus additive. It is a turbo cleaner that'll keep you on the road. We've heard stories about diesel engines knocking like crazy. You put a dose of this in, they go out on the road, it goes away, and rather than coming back in for a $10,000 tab in a month or so, they're fixed up. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors. And if you don't find it where you buy your auto parts, tell them, I need this. Please get this where I live. Because right now you can swing in and get it at DAC Diesel in Bismarck. But there's now at least four dealers out there. DACDiesel.com. All of your diesel repair needs in one phone call. 701-258-5011 or go online to DACDiesel.com. Remember the fallen. Those that have served this country, put themselves in harm's way, and given their life for this country. Who is it that you know that has done that? Who is it? Is it an uncle? Is it a grandfather? Is it a great-grandfather? Is it somebody that is memorialized in your community every year on Memorial Day? When I say Memorial Day, you think instantly what? Tell me it's not water skiing and barbecue grills. Tell me it's what the day is all about, the reason we pause, the reason we have a long weekend. Who is it? Chance for you to memorialize that very person. Kevin mentioned at the end of the last segment, someone that did put himself in harm's way and is still here 100 years on this earth. But boy, oh boy, he was in the worst of the worst. He saw a lot of his fellow soldiers go down. Battle of the Bulge, think about that. I mean, he was at so many places at the crossroads of history. He made it to 100. We're going to celebrate him a week from Saturday, a week from tomorrow. Lynn Oz, our friend up there in Minot. But I am wanting to hear today from anybody that has someone that they want to memorialize today in a program. Let me know, please. You can call our Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. Share a quick story. You can send me a text. 855-200-1776. Daniel, you could just tell me who line two would like to memorialize, and I'll go to that one first here, if you would. And line 5J, line one, Buck, hang in there. We got calls coming in out of our ears here, which is a good thing. But I want to give priority to those that want to remember somebody that was fallen. Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo hotline. You're talking about Be the Buffalo spirit. You're talking about going into the storm. It's our veterans. And not all of them came home. And we need to remember that on Memorial Day. Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. Text me at 701-367-2054 or call us at 701-258-0550. Right into the mothership. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains 550K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, and KLTC at 1460. Keith in Watford City, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Yep. I'd like to bring up, in memory of my niece, Anne, she'd received a nomination to West Point, graduated from West Point, got into the helicopter flying. She was the first North Dakota resident that attended West Point to go through the helicopter school in Grand Forks. And she was killed in a training accident out in Fort Lewis, Washington, 10 years ago.
Oh, my. Tell me her name.
Ann Rockman, Captain Ann Marine Rockman.
And spell the last name. Is it with a B like boy?
R-O-C.
Rock. Okay.
K-E-M-A-N.
Got it. Rockman. Captain Ann Rockman. Wow. And, you know, there's a good example. Training exercises are not without casualties, right? I mean, when you say, I'll serve, I'll go defend this country, in her case, West Point grad, then helicopter school, then flying helicopters, we hear about it all the time. They have issues, right? It happens. And how they ultimately give their life, whether it's in combat, the worst of the worst, or whether it's in a training exercise, it's somebody that said, I'll serve, and I know I could die doing it. And that's a prime example of that. That was your niece. And that was 10 years ago that happened?
The one, yep. Indeed. 10 years ago, December. But she died doing what she loved to do. She talked about flying helicopters, and I mean, she had this look on her face, eyes that sparkled and shined. She loved it, absolutely loved flying helicopters in the Army. That was her calling.
Well, many of these fallen did just that. They went there willingly, knowing that it could happen, and died, defending their country. In her case, doing something she loved to defend her country, flying helicopters. Great story, Keith. Thank you for sharing that.
And thank you very much for letting me talk.
Absolutely. I'm glad you memorialized your niece. That's what we're looking to do here today on the program. 258-0550. You can text me, too, at 701-367-2054. Freedom can exist without a control power hungry government. Governments cannot exist without freedom paying taxes. How about career politicians take a pay cut, shrink themselves, and use existing taxes properly to pay for infrastructure services instead of forcing the backbone of the country to pay more?
That's just crazy talk.
Is it?
Come on.
Buck in southwest North Dakota, let's get your thought in here. You're next. What's on your mind? Go.
Scott. Buck. As much as I agree with Senator Kramer most of the time, I have to completely disagree with him on a mileage tax. That looks to me like that could open the door to so much abuse by the liberal side. It just looks like a train wreck.
Well, you got to be purposeful in realizing that anything you agree to in the way of a tax, they'll just use it as one more thing to layer on. I don't disagree with you there. I think his heart's in the right place on it, because what he's saying is, who uses the roads and who uses them more ought to pay for the roads. But again, he was saying truckers already pay a diesel tax, so you don't get them. But what about everybody else? If you're gonna have electric cars, literally, it looks like the federal government, Joe Biden right now, wants to buy you an electric car, Buck. They want to give you free, quote unquote, free an electric car. Well, should they pay a tax? We're gonna have free electric cars running all over the place. I think they should. They drive on the same roads.
I completely agree with you, but a mileage tax is not the way to go. There's got to be a better way.
Let's keep thinking of one. And right now, taxes we do pay for this aren't used for it. So I'm with you there. Just use the taxes we're already raising for what they're supposed to be used for. Tax smarter. Great point, Buck. Thank you for the call. God bless you for listening. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former President Clinton administration official and World Health Organization advisor, Jamie Metzl, said Monday the United States should be aggressively investigating whether the COVID-19 virus originated from a virology lab in Wuhan, China. Metzl was canceled at the onset of the pandemic for pushing the fringe theory that the virus leaked from a Wuhan lab before claiming 3 million lives across the planet. Media outlets and leading political figures are starting to treat this as a serious possibility. A Florida sanitation worker was recently recognized and awarded in Hillsborough County for saving a young boy's life. In early February, Elias Cazada, a 7-year-old, was playing hide-and-seek in a garbage container. When the truck arrived, the garbage can was mechanically hoisted up and its contents dumped into the back of a truck. The driver noticed the boy through the surveillance camera and activated the emergency stop button. Waldo Fiddley, a garbage truck driver working for Waste Connections, is the hero. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the point of the show where we say, man, I'm hungry. I'm ready for lunch, and I want it to be a good lunch. Who wants sloppy joes and chips today? Tell me that isn't. Do you put the chips underneath the bun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way to go.
Between
there, isn't
the,
it?
Between the sloppy joe meat and the cheese.
Is that an efficiency thing, or is it just it tastes better? Adds a little crunch to the...
Yep.
Okay. And it's, you know, one bite and I got the chip and the bun and the meat and the cheese. What's not to love? Harwood is where you'll get the sloppy joes and chips. Two sloppy joes and chips, the home cooking grab-and-go convenience today. Petroserve USA off I-29. Also, Sloppy Joe's at 12th Avenue, so I-29 travelers, you got it made. Pulled pork with mac and cheese at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You can zip off at the West Main exit off I-94 or come at it from a little longer drive, I guess, if you're coming from I-29. In Valley City today for 94, folks, off exit 292, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Just remember, after you get off the exit, you go north. That's where the home cooking's at. That's where the grab-and-go convenience is at. That's where the lowest price fuel is at. That's where the local folks are at, taking good care of you right there. And cod filet in Glendon today, Gab, for you. Cod filet, you like that, don't you?
Yeah, Friday.
And the meatballs in Euland, Petroserve, USA. Here's a couple calls that came in during the break with memorials, and we have others waiting, Mandan, Fergus Falls, Jamestown, callers, and then we're going to tell you about First in the Nation. That's right. The number one nursing program in the nation is the University of Mary again. Two of the last 3 years, and we have two of the leaders of the School of Nursing at the University of Mary coming up here in just a moment, so stay tuned for that, too. But first, we remember those that served and gave their life on this day.
Are you serious? Jamie Dimon? You want to...
That's not the guy we want. We want the other guy.
I don't mind hearing that, but it's not a memorial.
Oh, here's the memorial one.
Well, Scott, Memorial Day remembrance. That would be an uncle of mine. Would have been Harold Lewis, Battle of the Bulge. Made it back home, but it was in the Battle of the Bulge. Then I think of Tom Henney. Paul Charnesky, guys like that, served our country.
All right, we have others as well. Let's get a couple online. Thank you for that call, by the way. We love this. Mike, Fergus Falls, go. You bet, sir.
So I have a thing for our buddy that I just wanted to remember today. His name was Jack Edwards. He's a captain. I think you and I same age, and I joined the Marine Corps when I was 17, and met Captain Edwards while I was there. I used to fly with him and stuff, and left a pretty big impression on me. And we both got out about the same time in the mid '80s, and he joined a squadron back in the Chicago area. So he stayed in reserves, and I got out completely. But anyways, Jack, the Gulf War started ramping up, and Jack's squadron. He volunteered to go back active duty in the Marine Corps, back to our old squadron, which is a squadron out of a helicopter attack squadron out of California. And anyway, so Jack called me and said he was going active and going to be back with the guys that we used to fly with and everything. And lost touch with him while that little fracas was going on. But as it turned out, one day I opened up the Fergus Falls Daily Journal there, and there was Jack's family on the front page of our paper, our hometown paper, and it was a picture of his family being given a flag. And that's how I found out about his death. Excuse me, sorry. But anyways, he ended up, he was one of the first Marines that was killed during the first Gulf War there. So it's kind of a, for 30-some years, I've never spent a Memorial Day without thinking about Jack.
Good for you. Thanks for telling us about Jack, and thanks for joining the Marine Corps at 17. There's a sacrifice in and of itself as a youngster. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call very much. Rich in Jamestown, your Memorial Day message, tell us.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you.
My dad was in the Pacific. He was on a ship ready to invade the islands. And my favorite president dropped the atomic bombs so he could come home. He did serve in the occupation of one of the Nagasaki or Hiroshima. I don't remember which one. But he came home in September of 1946, and I was born in June of 1947. So I always I never knew about all this like a lot of World War II guys. They never talked about it. But I remember him as, you know, perfect situation. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Isn't that something? Not only do you remember him, you thank him for your own life. Phenomenal.
Well, we go to the Memorial Day service in Foreman. I've been going for 50-some years, so we'll be going there on Monday.
And the least we can do, if we don't have a story like Rich's, the least we can do, in his case, he's going to Foreman. If you're by Foreman, go there. Wherever you live, find something. Memorial Day in Williston is super special. They're unveiling and renewing the 1919 Memorial. We all go to Washington, D.C. If you ever been to the Arlington National Cemetery, what do? You got to stay for the Tomb of the Unknown ceremony, right? Place the wreath. They've got an actual individual who does that in Washington, D.C., coming to Williston. For this, and Senator Kramer will be the keynote speaker there. But your town has one. Wherever you are, just at a minimum, take 15 minutes and think about people who said, send me, and gave their life. Rich, thanks for the story. Thanks for your service.
Rod Colbert was my dad.
That was your dad. To say the name again?
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Clyde Colbert.
All right.
Colbert, if you will.
There you go. Well,
thank you.
And our best to everybody in Foreman on Memorial Day, okay?
Keep up the good work, Scott.
Thank you, Rich. Glad you shared the story. One more, Glenn and Manda, and then we're going to get to this great story about number one nursing program at in the nation, University of Mary. Glenn, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to memorialize Richard Bain, who got killed in Vietnam. He was actually in the receiving barracks to come home, and unfortunately, they got killed there in that receiving barracks on his way home. And then also, he got killed in Vietnam. And then also my dad, who was a World War II veteran, two Purple Hearts, served in the Philippines and unfortunately passed away quite a few years ago. And anyway, I always think of both of them on Memorial Day.
What is the receiving barracks? What is that?
Well, that's where they're ready to go home. You know, they bring them there and getting ready to ship home. And unfortunately, they blew up the barracks. And I believe there was like 87 of them killed that night.
Oh, my gosh. And they're sitting there just waiting for their papers to say, officially, I'm headed home. Unbelievable irony there, isn't there? Wow.
Yeah, besides being my first cousin, he was a very good friend. So.
And his name again was?
Richard Bain.
And your dad's name was?
Glenn Fink.
All right. Thanks for calling, Glenn. Appreciate you doing that for this Memorial Day weekend. Others waiting to weigh in. We're going to get to that as well coming up before we're done today. But I do want to introduce our next guest, Dr. Billy Madler, Dr. Annie Gerhardt, these folks, new Associate Dean of Nursing and Chair of the Undergrad Nursing at the University of Mary, are going to talk about something pretty darn cool. The University of Mary has a 100% pass rate entrance exam, they are, for the second time in the last 3 years, the number one nursing program in the nation. Dr. Billy, Dr. Annie, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And, Billy, do I understand correctly you're the new Associate Dean of Nursing? So tell us about this new post and what it means to be part of a program that's number one in the nation again.
Well, gosh, this is so exciting to recognize the hard work of faculty and students and being able to demonstrate that in their success with their national certification exam. It's really a testament to their preparation to enter the workforce and provide safe, high-quality, compassionate care to their patients. Yes, I will be moving into a new role titled Associate Dean of Nursing. The organizational structure changed a bit. I'm not new to the University of Mary. In fact, I earned my bachelor's and master's degree both here from the University of Mary and have been a full-time faculty member since 2004. So I'm really excited for this next endeavor. Looking forward to honoring the strong legacy of nursing at the University of Mary and carrying us forward into the next generation.
And Dr. Annie, talk about what it means to be, in the category of number one when it comes from a 100% pass rate entrance exam. What does that mean?
Well, in part, that is a test that they take verifying safety to practice, but something that's even more evident. We're coming in, and it's really the faculty that have been working with the undergraduate students over the last, several years. But more importantly, it's the time that they spend hands-on with them. The test is one measure, but when they're going out into practice, they have verified their competence and their ability to work hands-on with the patients, not just on the testing level, but communication, the skills, and the competence that go with it. And it's a joyous time, I guess, for the University of Mary, but then to walk into that position knowing that you have such a strong faculty that's dedicated to the students and students that are dedicated to their vocation.
And as great as it is being number one in the nation, what you do at the University of Mary Nursing Program is not new. I mean, the legacy just lives on. That's going to be the best part for you, Dr. Annie, to know that you are part of some incredible history there and a great tradition, right?
Yes, correct. And as Dr. Madler had noted, I was also a graduate of the University of Mary for my bachelor's and my master's and have followed Dr. Madler all the way through. So it's a great opportunity to work with a best friend and a hero along that lines in this new leadership role. But just coming together with knowing what the sisters had started, what their plan was for servicing our community and getting to continue taking that on. It's actually a joy-filled role is how I look at it.
So, look, if you are considering this profession, there is no other equal. It is the number one nursing program in the nation, folks. And Dr. Madler, we need nurses, don't we? This is a profession that is in dire need right now. There's a shortage of nurses, correct?
Well, it is true. We have been experiencing a nursing shortage for a number of years now. And when we forecast and look at the aging of our population across this nation, the need for nurses it will be persistent. So certainly this is a very viable role for individuals who have an affinity for caring and the service industry and helping people. Nursing is a wonderful profession to look towards. Nursing has been exceptional to me. There's so many avenues you can take from direct bedside patient care, but nurses work outside of the hospital in all kinds of settings as well. And so there's never a dull moment. If you tire of one location or one role, there's a lot of other opportunities for you to consider.
Well, God bless you and congrats.
Exactly.
Consider this profession. What a life-changing profession. And why not get that education in a place where you got a chance to be zooming into the workforce with a great education? Dr. Billy Madler, Dr. Annie Gerhardt, thanks for doing what you do. University of Mary Nursing Program, number one in the nation again. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it. UMary.edu to find out more, folks.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Let me tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA, and also whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds $1.39, firewood for $4.99, t-shirts $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle water packs 28-pack $3.99, liquid ice $2 for $3, and have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat, or Reese's Lovers, 79¢. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
What's on your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, on the way, 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds, 350 mile range, 11,050 pound feet of available torque, and 1,000 horsepower. Talking about the GMC Hummer EV that is on the way. Meanwhile, you can shop, click, drive right now, even over the holiday weekend, at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Texter says, my uncle, 2nd Lieutenant Edgar Arthur Chose, died December 21st, 1944, when a kamikaze plane struck the LST he was on, just off the coast of Mindoro. The next day, the U.S. Navy sunk the still-burning ship. His body was never recovered. Wow. And I'll bet that listener, every Memorial Day, finds a moment to say, Uncle Edgar, may you rest in peace. Thank you for your service. And that's what we do on Memorial Day. We have a few more minutes here. We'd love to give you an opportunity to honor anybody on your family tree, anybody in your community, your coworker. Did somebody call and talk about a niece flying helicopters lost in a training accident 10 years ago. This stuff happens every day. Let's remember those who gave their life to serve this country on Memorial Day. Please find an event. You want to do something special for somebody that has served this country, or you know, that's great. That day is normally Veterans Day. But if it is something that honors a veteran or is in the name of a fallen hero, wonderful. And we do have on our website, social media, I don't know if Todd, you got a chance to share that the other day. We had a guest on, Eric Martz, talking about an effort to build a home for a wounded warrior.
Lucas Schmitz, Perham, Minnesota.
Exactly right.
From Perham, by the way, Charlie Nord was part of the three we lost last year, a little over a year ago, at Camp Ripley, from Perham.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Yep. Again, these are community members. Just, you know, not all that long ago. Can't forget that. A couple more. Go ahead and roll those, Kev, if you would.
Kev. Hey there, guys. I would just like to immortalize my grandpa, Fabian Kelly. He served in the Navy many years ago, and also back in World War One, a long-lost cousin. He went down with the Arizona and is still down there. So keeping all those in mind, all those who have served and passed, we thank you for your service.
Amen.
Good morning, Scott. This is Muff. Regarding your question, who do we think of on Memorial Day? That would be my father, Ken Brandt, and his five brothers, six Brandt boys from South Dakota, all joined the Marine Corps after the terrible attack on Pearl Harbor. Two of them were too young. The Marine Corps wouldn't take them without an exemption signed by their mom, so they got that. All six of them were combat Marines, all serving in the South Pacific. One of them didn't come back. The other five did. I think that might be a record for service people in the United States from the same family serving at the same time in combat, as far as I know. Thanks, Scott. Have a great Memorial weekend. Talk to you later. Bye.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Isn't that amazing? I'd like to know if that's the record. You should find out. Conway has some contribution to this as well. Go ahead, Conway. You're up.
Okay, yeah. My cousin's married to Lynette Kangas, and her father was teaching a professor up there at Mayville. And when he passed away, I found out he had a Silver Star, and he was at the Chosun Reservoir in Korea.
Wow.
And the day he got back, his dad said, can you get on the tractor and get on the field? And that's all he got, even though he had a Purple Heart and everything else.
Yeah. So, it's not uncommon, man. They didn't just glad you're home. Go to work, baby.
Yep, we got to go.
Yeah. I always say the worst of the worst was how we treated Vietnam vets. I mean, I can't today not see a Vietnam vet with a cap on or sticker on the truck and go, man, I just want to come over and give you a hug, give you a fist bump, say thanks for your service. Great story, Conway. Thank you. Jesse and Hazen, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'd just like to remember my son, Tyler John Orgard, who was killed in Afghanistan in 2012, along with his truck commander, Darren Lindy.
God dang it. A dad that lost a son.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What do you do on Memorial Day?
That's all it.
Oh, 20 years old.
Remember him like we always do. I mean, that's all the kid ever wanted to do. And I think he lived more in 20 years than most people do in 80, you know?
But talk about guts, deciding to join the military at that age, knowing darn well what can happen. As you say, died loving what he does, but still to make it easier for mom and dad. Wow. Jesse,
yeah,
thank you.
You don't hear many Memorial Day calls in that direction. It's usually the other direction, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
It is what it is, you know. He was proud of what he did, and that's who he was. And so it's, you know, it's kind of hard for your mind to occupy two spots, sadness and pride at the same time. So we just choose to be proud of
them,
you know?
Yep.
God bless you, Jesse. Appreciate that. Paul, let's get you in here quick. Paul Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I just want to send Memorial Day greetings to my cousin, John Foss. He was a Navy SEAL, killed on August 6, 2011, with a bunch of other Special Forces troops when their helicopter was shot down.
Unbelievable. Thank you, folks. Appreciate this very much. Chris Berg will be up next on KTGO AM 1100 The Flag.
Who's yours?
Keep these conversations going. I didn't have a family member that died in combat.
That would be my uncle John Patrick Francis Flynn, died at Guadalcanal in World War II.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But I can't pass a memorial.
Yeah.
I cannot. And I love the stories. Yeah. I want to soak them up. It's fantastic. So keep them coming, folks, and think about them all Memorial Day weekend. And a plug for another Patriot, my buddy Mike Lindell, MyPillow.
You bet.
Remember this weekend? You get some great deals when you go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. God bless. See you Monday.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.